Hi, Drew and Jonathan Scott here.
Reminding you that a lot of life's firsts are better with help from American Family Insurance.
Like your first home expansion.
Or your first big lightning strike.
There's a first for everything. Get the right home policy at the right price with the right help from American Family's agents.
Life's better when you're under American Family's roof. Insure carefully, dream fearlessly. Get a quote and find an agent at AmFam.com.
Products not available in every state. American Family Mutual Insurance Company, S.I. and its operating company, 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin.
My dear friend, have you ever felt like the weight of the world was crushing you? That your problems were insurmountable mountains looming over your life? In those moments of despair, when hope seems like a distant memory, remember this: God is infinitely bigger than any challenge you face. This isn't just a comforting platitude. It's a powerful truth that has the potential to revolutionize your perspective and transform your life. Today, we're going to explore why God's magnitude dwarfs our problems and how embracing this reality can lead to a life filled with peace, purpose, and unwavering faith. Imagine standing at the foot of the tallest mountain you've ever seen. Its peak disappears into the clouds, and you feel impossibly small in comparison. That's how our problems can make us feel. Minuscule and overwhelmed. But now, picture yourself zooming out, seeing that mountain from space. Suddenly, it's just a tiny bump on the surface of a vast planet. That's the perspective shift that occurs when we truly grasp God's enormity. Your financial struggles, health issues, mental issues, pain, regrets, they're all specks of dust in the grand tapestry of God's creation. This doesn't mean your problems aren't real or significant to you, but it does mean that the one who holds the universe in his hands is more than capable of handling whatever you're going through. But let's get personal for a moment. Think about the biggest challenge you're facing right now. The one that keeps you up at night. That gnaws at your peace during the day. Hold that problem in your mind, feel its weight, and now I want you to imagine placing it in God's hands. Those same hands that sculpted mountains, set stars in motion, and breathed life into existence. Do you think your problem is too big for Him? Too complex? Too hopeless? Of course not. God doesn't just have the power to solve your problems. He has the wisdom to know exactly what you need and the love to ensure that everything works together for your good. Now, I know what some of you might be thinking. If God is so big and powerful, why doesn't He just snap His fingers and make all my problems disappear? It's a fair question. And the answer lies in understanding God's ultimate purpose for your life. You see, God isn't just interested in solving your temporary issues. He's in the business of eternal transformation. Sometimes, He allows us to go through difficulties because He knows that's where we'll grow, where our faith will be strengthened, and where we'll learn to rely on Him more fully. Your problems aren't obstacles to God's plan. They're often the very tools He uses to shape you into the person He created you to be. Consider the stories of great men and women throughout history and Scripture who faced seemingly insurmountable odds. Moses, standing before the Red Sea with Pharaoh's army bearing down on him. David, facing the giant Goliath. Esther risking her life to save her people. In each of these situations, the problem seemed far bigger than the person facing it. But in every case, God showed up in miraculous ways, demonstrating that He is always bigger than our biggest challenges. These weren't just historical events. They were object lessons for us, showing that when we align ourselves with God's power and purposes, nothing is impossible. But here's where it gets really exciting. God doesn't just want to be bigger than your problems. He wants to invite you into His bigness. When you begin to see your life through the lens of God's infinite nature, your whole perspective shifts. Suddenly, you're not just surviving your problems, you're thriving despite them. You start to realize that every challenge is an opportunity to see God's power at work, every setback a chance to deepen your faith. This isn't about ignoring your problems or pretending they don't exist. It's about facing them head on with the confidence that comes from knowing the Creator of the universe is on your side. Let's talk practically for a moment. How do you tap into this bigness of God when you're in the midst of a storm? It starts with surrender. Not a passive, defeated kind of surrender, but an active choice to hand over control to the one who can handle it all. It means spending time in prayer, not just asking God to fix your problems, but asking Him to reveal more of Himself to you through them. It means diving into His Word, reminding yourself of His promises and His character. As you begin to live with this new perspective, something amazing happens. You start to notice God's handiwork in places you never.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job post seen on other job sites. With Indeed sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Don't wait any longer. Speed up your hiring right now with Indeed. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/PODKATZ13. Just go to Indeed.com/PODKATZ13 right now. And support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Saw it before. That coincidence that solved a pressing issue, you recognize it as God's provision. The strength you found to face another day when you thought you couldn't go on. That's God's power at work in you. The peace that settles over you even when circumstances haven't changed? That's the presence of a God who is bigger than it all. Your problems don't disappear overnight, but your ability to face them with confidence and hope grows exponentially. Here's the beautiful paradox. The more you focus on how big God is, the smaller your problems become. Not because they magically shrink, but because your perspective expands. You begin to see your life and your challenges through the lens of eternity, understanding that what you're going through now is just a small part of a much grander story. This doesn't mean you won't have moments of doubt or fear. Even the greatest biblical heroes had those. But it does mean that you have an unshakable foundation to return to, a truth that can anchor you in the stormiest seas. God is bigger. I want to address those of you who might be thinking, this all sounds great, but how do I practically apply it to my life? Here's where the rubber meets the road. Start by intentionally shifting your focus. Each morning when you wake up, before you check your phone or turn on the news, take a moment to remind yourself of God's bigness. Speak it out loud. God, you are bigger than anything I'll face today. Then, throughout your day, practice the art of reframing. When a problem arises, instead of immediately trying to solve it yourself, pause and ask God, how do you see this situation? What do you want to do here? This isn't about passivity. It's about partnering with a God who is infinitely bigger and wiser than we are. As you practice this, you'll find your perspective shifting, your peace deepening, and your faith growing. Dear friend, I want to give you a challenge. The next time you feel overwhelmed by a problem, stop and consciously remind yourself of God's bigness. Speak it out loud if you have to. God, you are bigger than this. Make it a habit, a reflex, to turn your eyes to His greatness rather than your troubles. And watch as, little by little, your faith grows, your peace deepens, and your life begins to reflect the magnificent truth that the God who loves you is infinitely bigger than anything you'll ever face. Now, let's talk about dreams, those deep desires of your heart that you've maybe been afraid to even whisper out loud. Perhaps you've given up on them because they seem too big, too impossible in the face of your current reality. But here's a revolutionary thought. What if your dreams aren't too big, but too small? The God who created the universe, who breathed life into existence, who parted seas and raised the dead, this God lives inside you. His dreams for your life are bigger and more beautiful than anything you could imagine on your own. When you align your dreams with His purposes, suddenly, the impossible becomes possible. That business you've always wanted to start, that ministry you feel called to launch, that book you've been longing to write, in light of God's bigness, these dreams aren't just achievable. They're the bare minimum of what He wants to do through you. Now, let's dive deeper into what it truly means to live with the knowledge that God is bigger than your problems. It's one thing to intellectually grasp this concept, but it's another to embody it in your daily life. Think about how you approach your day. Do you wake up already dreading the challenges ahead? Or do you rise with a sense of anticipation, eager to see how God will reveal His greatness? This shift in mindset isn't just positive thinking. It's a radical reorientation of your entire worldview. When you truly believe that God is bigger than anything you'll face, it changes how you pray, how you work, how you love, and how you dream. Now, let's talk about something we all face but often struggle to admit, fear. Fear of failure, fear of the unknown, fear of not being enough. These anxieties can paralyze us, keeping us from stepping into the fullness of life God has for us. But when you truly internalize that God is bigger than your problems, you realize He's also bigger than your fears. This doesn't mean you'll never feel afraid. Even Jesus experienced fear in the Garden of Gethsemane. But it does mean that your fear no longer has the final say. You can acknowledge your fears, bring them before God, and then step forward in faith, knowing that the One who holds the universe in His hands is walking with you. This kind of courage isn't about the absence of fear. It's about the presence of a big God who empowers you to move forward despite your fears. Consider for a moment the vastness of the universe. Scientists estimate there are more stars in the observable universe than grains of sand on all the beaches on Earth. Each of these stars is a massive, burning ball of gas, many times larger than our sun. And yet, the God we serve spoke all of this into existence with a word. The same God who orchestrates the dance of galaxies is intimately involved in your life. He knows the number of hairs on your head, the deepest longings of your heart, and every tear you've ever cried. When you're tempted to think your problems are too big or too complex for God to handle, remember this cosmic perspective. If God can manage the intricate workings of the universe, don't you think He can handle your financial struggles, health concerns, or relationship issues? But here's where many of us get stuck. We believe God can solve our problems, but we're not sure if He will. We pray half-heartedly, afraid to fully trust because we've been disappointed before. This is where faith comes in, not a blind, naive faith, but a robust, tested faith that's been forged in the fires of adversity. Real faith isn't the absence of doubt. It's the choice to trust despite our doubts. It's looking at a situation that seems hopeless through human eyes and choosing to believe that God sees a way forward that we can't yet perceive. This kind of faith doesn't come easily. It's built through consistently choosing to trust God, even when everything in us wants to take control. It's developed as we look back on our lives and recognize God's faithfulness, even in the darkest times. Now, let's address the elephant in the room, suffering. Some of you watching might be in the midst of deep pain. You might be dealing with chronic illness, the loss of a loved one, or injustice that seems to have no end. In these moments, it can feel almost insulting to hear that God is bigger than your problems. Your pain is real and it's valid. But here's the truth. God's bigness doesn't negate your suffering. It infuses it with meaning and hope. The God who is bigger than your problems is also the God who entered into human suffering through Jesus Christ. He's not a distant, unfeeling deity, but a loving Father who weeps with you, who understands your pain intimately, and who promises to bring beauty from ashes. Your suffering isn't meaningless in God's economy. He's big enough to encompass your pain and powerful enough to use it for purposes beyond what you can imagine. As we continue with this exploration of God's bigness, I want to encourage you with a vision of hope. Imagine a life where you face each day with unshakable confidence, not because you're certain everything will go smoothly, but because you know the one who holds your future. Picture yourself walking through life's storms with a peace that doesn't make sense to the world around you. Envision tackling challenges not with dread, but with excitement to see God's power at work. This isn't a fantasy. It's the reality available to everyone who truly grasps that God is bigger than any problem they'll ever face. So today, right now, I challenge you to take a step towards this life. Identify the biggest problem you're facing and consciously hand it over to God. Not just in words, but in your heart. Trust Him with it completely. And then watch as the God who is bigger than everything begins to work in ways you never thought possible. Your problems don't define you. The big God you serve does. And that changes absolutely everything. As we continue to unpack this life, altering truth, let's explore how understanding God's bigness can revolutionize your approach to forgiveness. In a world where hurt and betrayal are all too common, forgiveness can seem impossible, even unwise. The pain of past wrongs can feel like an insurmountable barrier. But when you truly grasp that God is bigger than your problems, you realize He's also bigger than the hurts inflicted upon you. This doesn't minimize your pain or excuse the wrongdoing. Instead, it empowers you to release the burden of unforgiveness, knowing that the God who forgave you is big enough to heal your wounds and bring justice in His perfect timing. forgiveness becomes less about the worthiness of the offender and more about the bigness of the God you serve. As you lean into His strength, you'll find the capacity to forgive even when it seems humanly impossible. Breaking cycles of bitterness and experiencing the freedom that comes from reflecting God's boundless grace. Dear friend, let's say this prayer together. Heavenly Father, we come before You with hearts full of gratitude and humility, acknowledging Your greatness and Your unending love for us. Lord, we thank You for being bigger than any problem we could ever face, for being our refuge and strength in times of trouble. We lift up to You the burdens that weigh us down, the fears that cloud our minds, and the challenges that seem insurmountable. Father, we ask that You remind us of Your presence in the midst of our struggles. Help us to trust in Your power and Your plans, even when we don't understand what You are doing. Give us the faith to believe that You are working all things together for our good, even when the path before us seems uncertain. Lord, we pray for Your peace to fill our hearts, a peace that surpasses all understanding and guards our minds against the lies of the enemy. Strengthen us with Your grace, and help us to lean not on our own understanding, but on Your wisdom and guidance. May we find rest in Your promises and courage in Your Word. Father, for every person who feels overwhelmed by their circumstances, I ask that You wrap them in Your loving arms. Let them feel Your comfort and know that they are not alone. Reveal to them the depth of Your love and the greatness of Your power, that they may walk forward in confidence, knowing that with You, all things are possible. Thank You, Lord, for hearing our prayers and for being our ever-present help in times of need. We trust You, we love You, and we place our lives in Your hands, knowing that You are faithful and true. In Jesus' mighty name, we pray. Amen. Finally, I want to leave you with a challenge, one that has the potential to radically transform your life. For the next 30 days, commit to living as if you truly believed with every fiber of your being that God is bigger than any problem you face. Start each day by declaring this truth. Face each challenge by consciously placing it in God's hand. End each night by thanking God for His bigness, even if you didn't see it manifested in the ways you expected. Keep a journal of how this shift in perspective affects your thoughts, your actions, your relationships. Share your journey with others. Your vulnerability might be the very thing that helps someone else grasp the magnitude of God's greatness. And at the end of those 30 days, take stock of how your life has changed. I believe you'll find that when you truly live in light of God's bigness, your whole world expands. Your problems don't disappear, but they're put into proper perspective. Your faith deepens, your joy increases, and you begin to live with a sense of purpose and peace that can only come from serving a God who is truly bigger than it all. Thank you for joining us today and allowing us to speak into your life. We hope that you've been encouraged and reminded of just how powerful and loving our God is. As you go forward, hold on to the truth that no matter what you're facing, God is bigger, bigger than your problems, bigger than your fears, and bigger than anything the world can throw at you. If this message has touched your heart, we encourage you to share it with someone who might need a reminder of God's greatness. And if you haven't already, consider subscribing to our channel for more uplifting content that will inspire and strengthen your faith. Remember, you're never alone. God is with you every step of the way, guiding, protecting, and loving you more than you can imagine. Stay blessed, stay encouraged, and keep your eyes fixed on the one who is greater than anything you'll ever face. Until next time, may the peace and joy of the Lord be with you always. God bless.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job post seen on other job sites. With Indeed sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Don't wait any longer. Speed up your hiring right now with Indeed. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/PODKATZ13. Just go to Indeed.com/PODKATZ13 right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.